It's Marketplace Tech for March 18th. I'm Molly Wood in San Francisco, sitting in for Ben Johnson. Adobe, you're thinking Photoshop and PDF, but that company has successfully turned itself into a cloud-based provider of enterprise services. It ain't sexy, but it pays the bills. The company's first quarter earnings handily beat expectations. Jay Vleeshauer is an analyst for Griffin Securities. He says it's all about subscriptions.
The revenue is essentially generated by more and more subscribers signing on to the software. And of course, Adobe retains a lot of those customers. In fact, the vast majority of those customers renew their subscriptions. And as you build a subscriber base, you will, of course, grow your revenue.
And it's not just businesses Adobe is selling to, it's consumers too.
It covers anyone and everyone that you can think of. It's corporate, it's government, it's financial services, it's any industry that you can think of, it's consumer, it's education.
That's Jay Vleeshauer from Griffin Securities. This week in San Francisco, the Game Developers Conference brought publishers, developers, and hardware makers together. They were talking about the roughly $22 billion games industry. At the conference, I interviewed D. Bradley Baker. He's a voiceover actor who's done lots of game characters, mostly monsters. And even if you haven't seen him, you've probably heard him.
On television these days, I'm Klaus the Fish on American Dad. I'm the clones on Star Wars Rebels. I'm Cinnamon Bun on Adventure Time. I'm Perry the Platypus on Phineas and Ferb. A lot of video games, movies.
What is this industry like? Is there more work for voice actors?
The thing that's challenging about voice acting for video games is often there's death and there's dying and there's yelling and there's trauma and all of that. And that's all you are doing for 4 hours in a session that can ruin your voice. And what's more, the session fee that you're getting compared to the television shows that we do, our contracts are structured so that we get residuals from reuse. And we don't get that on a video game. So in video game, for a voice actor, oftentimes you're working much harder for much longer for less money. It depends on the gig. Some people, like myself, I like video games. It taps into something bigger that's more important. And for that reason, I like doing it. If I can structure it in a way that's not going to kill my voice, it's fun to do, and I think it's a good thing for humanity.
Okay, so my producer dreamed up this little experiment, which is like, can you teach me how to make a creature
sound? Right, well, this is going to be a lot more interesting than me talking about my life or anything.
Okay.
You can think of it sort of as like making a pig sound, like a... that kind of a thing. Can you do something like that? Like a... that's an inhale. Like a... there you go, good. Now, try to extend that and to make that fuller, like a... try that.
Does it hurt?
No, it feels good. I'm not kidding.
Okay. He's laughing at me.
Did it get you out there?
Man, how do you take care of your voice after? Like, what are you going to do now? I'm going to have a lozenge.
whatever works. I mean, I'm going to be okay.
That's D. Bradley Baker feeling no pain. And it's Friday, so it must be Silicon Tally time. Today, my guest is Dana Wolman, managing editor of Engadget. Dana, thanks for joining me to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, Dana, what's your number for me?
400.
What, 400 thumbtacks?
400, oh, sorry, $400.
ooh, $400 is the cost of the new Sony virtual reality headset.
Oh, gosh, you got me.
I did?
Yeah.
Excellent. That's because it was like the hit of the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco this week.
Of course, it's 400 with an asterisk because it doesn't include some of the things that will make the virtual reality headset most useful, including the motion sensor camera, the motion controllers. So I'm sure for a lot of people, there'll be a lot of upsells.
All right, I'm gonna give you an easy one. 4 inches.
4 inches. That is an easy one. That is the rumored size of the upcoming iPhone coming out next, being announced on Monday next week.
Exactly. And I gave you that easy one because I just want to talk about it. What do you think? Is a 4-inch phone the sweet spot, especially at a lower price?
What's been interesting with smartphones over the years is that bigger has come to equal better, and it, at least in terms of specs, performance, design.
And it feels like maybe a little bit of bowing, I mean, sort of uncharacteristically for Apple, maybe a little bit of bowing to public pressure on both ends by building the big phone in the first place and then maybe releasing a smaller, cheaper version. Okay, hit me with your last number.
21 minutes.
The dream amount of time that it would take me to get from Oakland to San Francisco on the Bay Bridge. Okay, but what is it really?
So there's this new app, and it's called Ohala, and it's basically Uber, but for escorts. And it's this controversial app, and it's so controversial, in fact, that when we interviewed the founder, she didn't really want to call it an escort service. But escorts have exactly 21 minutes to accept dates with people before the request disappears.
Wait, so are they trying to pretend that the app is not for escorts? How does it present itself if they're not using the E word?
They call it paid dating. So essentially, it's sort of a cute way of saying that you're paying for someone's time and that anything else that happens just happens.
Yeah, no, that is definitely euphemistic.
Yes.
Dana Wollman is managing editor at Engadget. Thank you so much for coming on, Dana.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.